Hello and welcome back to the Ultra Bros. I'm Valentin.
And I'm Constantine.
And today, like every other day, we're going to be just kind of chatting, talking about how this past week has been. Going into this, you know, where my head was at was just about motivation and things like that.
Yeah.
Mainly because of, you know, how my day went. You know, I think that's how things usually go. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably be talking about, you know, what an interesting thing it is, you know, to be in a position where you know what you have to do. For some reason, it's still so hard to do it.
Well, do you feel like you had a bad week in terms of you didn't feel motivated this week at all? Or?
I don't feel I had. Well, I think it's, you know, it's not something that's just common in this week. It's something that has been. That I've always had an issue. I guess with this week, you know, because I'm a lot more, I mean, I've always had this problem, but now I'm a lot more aware of it in the sense that I try to develop systems to change that. So
what's the problem specifically?
Well, for me, for example, I started keeping track of how much work I actually do during the day. So I'll sit down and I'll start a 1 hour timer, and then, you know, I'll, for that 1 hour, like, I don't do anything except for the task that I decide to do for that 1 hour. Mm-hmm. Now, whether I'm super focused, that's a different thing, but at least for that hour, I'm not, like, you know, going on the internet or doing, or getting up and walking around. I'm really just sitting and trying to do this thing. And then whenever I'll do an hour, I'll write it down, and then I'll add up how much time I spent doing those kind of time blocks during the day.
Yeah.
And then I'll see how much time of, like, work I sat down and did stuff. And crazy thing, even though I can see how much time, I don't do a lot of work every day, even though I have a lot of time.
You don't do, like, a lot of productive work where it's, like, just nonstop, like, super deep focus, concentrating on one item. Because often I think when somebody says they're working on something, it's like, you know, most of the time, it's a little bit of both worlds here. But, you know, you're kind of working on it, you're getting distracted, you know, you're on your phone a bit, you work a bit some more, then that stretches on for a few hours. So I think it makes a big difference when you say I was able to get 1 full hour of just uninterrupted, undistracted work towards a specific.
Well, when I sit down, like, I don't get distracted in the sense that I don't have, like, my phone anywhere near me. I don't have, like, anything on the computer that distracts me. Like, I don't have, you know, social media and YouTube and all that stuff is banned. So I can't, like, start surfing the internet. And I am pretty good. Like, when I say I'm going to work for an hour, I might not be, like, you know, just, like, killing it, you know, writing, like, 100 words per minute kind of thing. But, and obviously, like, you know, sometimes I zone out, you know, I'll be writing and I'll think about something else. But most of the time, I'm pretty good at, and if I do stop and go do something else, I'll put the timer on pause. You know, like, if I literally get up and leave, I won't keep the timer going and then come back when the timer goes off, be like, oh, I did an hour of work, you know? But my problem is, you know, I'll do that for, like, today, you know, I started off with, like, the first I did, like, a 1 hour thing where I did 1 hour of work on one project. Then I did 1 hour of work on another project. Now, obviously, did I get that much? I was surprised on the first project. I think I did fine. Second project, I was surprised of how little I read, even though I wasn't wasting time. But anyway, and then I went and took, like, a half hour break. And then I went back, did another hour. And then after that, we had, like, a little family thing going on. And then after that, when I came back, I didn't sit down to start working for, like, 4 hours.
Well, so something that was interesting.
For me, I mean, it's kind of crazy because I know, like, I see the state that puts me in. You know, it's pretty quick. Like, if 2 hours go by and I haven't started to do any kind of work, I literally start feeling bad. Mm. And I know the simple solution is sit down and start working, but I won't do that for a few hours. You know, I won't do that until it's like, you know, pretty late in the night. And then at this point, it's like, oh, you wasted all the time, you know? So I put myself in a bad state. I put myself in an emotional state that, you know, doesn't make me happy at all, even though I know exactly what I have to do. And it's a pretty simple thing, you know?
Well, I think it's one of those things that's easier said than done. One thing that I read that I thought was interesting, was talking about self-discipline and just kind of willpower. And they're talking how willpower is you should basically look at it as like I think part of it was, don't quote me on this, but it's like a daily battery kind of storage. And it's kind of, you throughout the day when you wake up with this fully charged battery of you know, willpower. And basically, as you do tasks, as you do things that require you to exert some sort of self-discipline or willpower, doing things that, you know, maybe you don't necessarily want to do, that kind of battery starts, diminishing itself, to the point where later throughout the day, but if you really spend a lot of time doing stuff towards the end of the day, that's when you feel a lot more, you know, not really wanting to do anything crazy. You want to relax. And so I think that just stresses the importance of making sure that whenever you wake up, you always try to do the things that you that you're not really looking forward to do during the day first, just in order to get them out of the way, the stuff that requires the most willpower for you to do, whether it's working out, for us, it's definitely going on a run, because I don't think I would ever have, I know it's very hard for me to go on runs, like, in the evening. It's definitely a weird feeling. So I try to get those done in the morning. And I think it's just keeping aware that we're all human, and that, you know, as the day progresses, we'll be more tired and we'll be perhaps less productive and less wanting to do productive things. So to make sure that we focus the morning and those key hours on important tasks that require, our optimal focus or that needs some sort of willpower. So that's something I read that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some truth to that. But at the end of the day, you still have to put work in the afternoon, whether you're not, whether you're tired or not.
Oh yeah, and I'm not saying that once night comes, you just don't do any work. I'm just saying, maybe stuff that maybe you're less looking forward to do. I think this is all common sense, right? You put the stuff that's harder to do that requires more brain power, it's maybe not as pleasant in the morning, so you get over it. And then the stuff that's easier at night because it requires less, less willpower, less self-discipline, and you can kind of just push, muscle your way through it.
Mm-hmm.
But do you feel like, because I think what you're doing right now in terms of, trying to scheduling your day to make sure that you stay productive, right? It's like you work for a certain period of time, you take a break. I think something that was interesting I've been trying to kind of find something, and I remember trying a lot of things that would work for maybe for a period of time, maybe like a few days or a week, and then I would just fall off for a day or two, and it just didn't work for me. I think the key thing is to continuously try new things. I think as long as you're continuously trying new techniques or new ways to make your day more productive or schedule your time, your time blocks, or do anything, right? Either write on paper or use your online calendar. Just to continuously try and find, a kind of system that works for you and that gets you in your groove. I think that's the important thing, because I know that everybody's different and everybody will have a system that they connect, that makes sense to them and that keeps them in the groove. And it's just a matter of not giving up until you find that.
Well, have you figured out what your system is?
So right now, I think so. I guess it's... See, I'm not a, I think I'll stick to it until it stops working, right? I'm not assuming it's going to be. But right now, basically, the general is I used to never really use my Outlook calendar. I used to just write my kind of daily tasks and weekly goals on a piece of paper. And I would just have the satisfaction of whenever I did something, I would cross it out. And so that worked pretty well until I realized I was starting to use a lot of paper and I needed a pen, and sometimes it wasn't visible or I would lose the paper. So it got a bunch of weird stuff. And sometimes I would forget, so I wouldn't be reminded. I would just kind of get lost into a certain task or misallocate amount of time. Also, I didn't do breaks very well. I would just write down what were the things I wanted to do, and then I would just, okay, do that. So that worked for a temporary amount, but then I realized that I wasn't really sticking with it as much as I would have wanted to. So it kind of defeated the purpose to me. So right now what I'm trying it at has been going well so far, but essentially at the night or the day before or the morning of, I'll take less than 5 minutes to kind of just plan out the day. Not even look at what I have to do for the week, but kind of have my weekly goals in mind. But essentially, give myself either a 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour blocks of time of different tasks I want to do or work towards, and then between those things, give myself 30 minutes break. Where I can do absolutely anything I want. I can continue working. I can go eat. I can go.
So you do 1 hour and then 30-minute break?
No. Because sometimes I realized that I used to do, just 1 hour, then 5-minute break. 1 hour and then a certain amount of break. But then I realized that it took me a certain amount of time to, especially when it was like certain big projects that required, me to think about a problem, and just, it's not just a matter of doing. It was, you had to think about the problem, you had to kind of do a draft, and in order to feel like you were, you didn't want to feel pressured, you want to work on your own pace, let your brain do its thing. So I think I saw that 1 hour was hurting me. If I would just start for an hour and then warm up my brain to the problem and then just like cut myself dry, I thought, well, that's kind of that didn't seem very productive. And then I suddenly just break that momentum. The second I get a momentum going, then I just break it, and then my brain goes off to something else, and then I start something else, and then it takes me time to get fully invested, and then, hour's over. So I saw that, so I figured hour, kind of hour blocks are great, but for things where it just requires, just reading, where the task is very, very obvious, it doesn't require a lot of, thinking or, critical analysis. It's mostly just, just doing.
Just reading.
Yeah, so just reading or watching a lecture or, doing some easy problems or answering a simple question that doesn't require a lot of thought. But then for projects where it's like I need to research or it's not very clear as to what the objective is, or it's like a project proposal or, writing a paper where you're not really sure what you can write, it's more the kind of exploratory kind of phase. That's where I would give myself 2 to 3 hours of basically uninterrupted. And I basically just do as much as I can in that period. And then because I know, and I think something I am good with is I know that the second that those 2 hours are up, that I will be allowed, I'll allow myself to go and go play a game or go eat something, go relax, watch YouTube, absolutely anything I want, watch Netflix, anything. So it's kind of making sure that, and I think that reward so far has been working for me. So even if I'm not very productive as I want to be, sometimes I'll be like, okay, I don't need the break, and I'll keep on working through it.
So you'll do 3 hours just straight through, and then you'll do a half hour break or something like that.
Yeah. Well, it's also you gotta balance it, because sometimes sometimes it's 3 hours, it's mostly just research. So I'm just kind of working through reading papers, writing some notes, writing a few paragraphs, thinking about stuff. So it's mostly just reading, processing, and taking it. So I don't feel rushed. But it's, I think part of it is you have to appreciate that there's certain tasks that require a certain process. I feel like when especially early on, like in university, sometimes I get really frustrated with myself of how much time I was taking to do stuff, or how much time I was taking to learn a new concept or to do a report. And I think as I kind of just got experience and did more projects, I got used to the fact that, well, if you want to deliver a certain quality of work, it would require, you know, some amount of time, require a lot of time just thinking about the problem. How would you approach and structuring and doing the framework? Obviously, over time, as you practice, you get better with it, it takes less time, but kind of appreciate that there's a process. And that's why it's so important to start early, and which I think this schedule thing has helped me do, because sometimes I'll schedule just 2 hours, just put 2 hours work towards this project that's due in a few weeks. And, there's no pressure, right? That's the cool thing. There's no pressure for you to be like, oh, I need to deliver this. It's more like just do what you can, have fun with it. And if you do a little bit of nothing, but you come out of there with something, even if it's the minimal, maybe you read and you have a better idea of what you need to deliver. So the next time you schedule an hour or 2 hours, now you're one step further, and you just kind of make sure that you keep on working towards those big deliverables for school or whatever in life. That I feel that can get you really ahead of the curve, and because I think that's when I look at people that are really killing it, and it's a big thing is just starting early and being consistent.
So it doesn't sound like you really have issues in motivation.
Well, I don't look at it as a motivation problem. I look at it as just a scheduling. It's just for me, it's more of a
so schedule. You find it easy to like say like, all right, I'm gonna work from this time to this time, and then and then you actually do work from that time to that time.
Yeah, so like obviously I'm not gonna say I do it perfectly. There's obviously some days where, my more routine will go a little later, or I won't start on the dot. But I don't. I'll do basically as much work, and sometimes I feel like I want to do more. So I don't keep myself that strict. But I think it's a very good guideline, and I think it helps me most on those days where I don't feel very motivated, and I just need some sort of structure so that even if it's, I'm not very very hot today and not very productive, I'm still able to work through stuff, even though if it's not the best quality, best use of my time, I'm moving the ball forward. And I think that's what I like, because you have days when you're more when you're feeling more productive than others. So it's a question that, you know, kind of minimizing the difference between your best and your worst days. And I think having a good schedule and a good reward system that kind of keeps your brain, you know, doesn't burn you out towards the end of the day, that keeps you excited for and keeps, you know, knowing that, you know, there's an end to this, just finish, we're almost done, just 30 more minutes, do as much as you can, we kind of forget about the time, and it works really well. So that's where I am. But again, that's probably going to change down the road, but so far that's something I've been doing, and it's been, we have this new game, this Star Wars game on the desktop. And sometimes I'll just go down and play it. You know, it takes you one round of Supremacy. It'll take like 15, approximately 15 minutes. So I'll squeeze it right into my break, and it's great. It gets my brain right off, disconnected. I'm terrible, but it's fun to just get that kind of different brain stimulus. You completely forget about work, and then when I'm back, I feel like I've had like a general break, and I feel kind of like, okay, now I'm ready for the next part.
All right, so what works for you is obviously to like schedule your breaks, schedule when you're going to work, make sure the breaks are, you know, that you look forward to them. I'm guessing you look forward to your breaks.
But I think the break is very open. Like you don't make yourself, you don't force yourself to. It's really just whatever you feel. If you want to go and take a 3-minute nap, then you do that, right? I think it's really a question of, if you feel like you don't want to take a break and keep on working, then you do that. Just,
and you never get the feeling to take a longer break?
No, sometimes like I do. Just
half an hour and turns into 2 hours.
Sometimes I'll come talk to you, or I'll talk to my mom or papa, and sometimes we'll eat, and it'll extend to 45 minutes. Where I feel like sometimes during when it's a 3-hour you know, kind of block. Like I'll go down the kitchen, right, to eat something very quickly, then go back up, right? So it's like it's never on the up, but it kind of it gives me kind of a good framework to work into. And so I never get mad if I get, you know, if I go under by or over. So I feel like as long as it gives because I'm happy because it gives me that general structure that I can work with. And I feel it's been that paired with the routine really helps me cover all my bases. So I don't, because I know something that would really annoy me is that I would go through a week and I would forget about something. I'd be like, wow, I totally neglected this one course or this one thing I've been wanting to invest my time in, you know? And so like having a routine paired with a daily schedule where it's like, okay, you know what? I have a meeting here. So I only have an hour after between this and here. What's one thing I can do in an hour? You know, so it's obviously not gonna be a big project, but maybe it's like, oh, I have to do some readings. Let me put that in there. Then make sure you have a 30-minute break in between. So you enjoy it, but you know, you try to be smart, right? So you don't block 1 hour blocks right after the other, because then that's a lot of breaks, right? So you try to mix it with a 1 hour, 2 hour, and also it shakes it up. Not every day is different. So I like that. Some people like the structure same every day. I think I like a little difference. I like to shake it up sometimes.
I guess your advice is pretty much just do whatever you can and figure out what works for you as you go along, kind of thing.
Yeah, like I won't frame this as advice. I'm just talking about what's been working for me. But I think the best thing I think for you, and I think I've seen it, and I think you do this, and I think it's great, it's just to keep on trying things. And it's like the second something doesn't work for you, like try something else rather than kind of force you to be like, you know, this it's me, it's I'm the problem here. I'm a big believer that it's everybody's different. You just have to find a system that makes you kind of fits well with you and how you work and how your brain works. So, you know, the second something you feel like, this doesn't work for me anymore, just be like, okay, and then Google what's another time, or try something else, and then try that for a few days, try for a week, and then if that works, keep on going. If it doesn't, change it up again, right? But be like kind of relentless in finding something that fits you. I think that's something I like to kind of try to follow.
Yeah, no, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you just gotta try different things. And I mean, if you keep trying, you'll find something eventually that helps you get the work you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, I've, you know, again, I guess, you know, I'm still trying to figure that out. So I think that a big, and the way I think of it in terms of myself is I look at my morning routine because that's something that really works for me. You know, that's something I'm able to do consistently with a lot of ease, which was very hard for me in the past, but now it's easy, right? So in my mind, it's like, okay, well, if I do with school the same thing I do with my morning routine, then I could turn school into just like an easy, repetitive thing that I can stick to consistently. So I guess obviously the important thing is to try to understand, try to better grasp why my routines have gone to the point where they're a lot easier.
Yeah.
Which that in itself can sometimes be hard, because a lot of times what I've noticed is even though I've been doing these routines for a very long time, like the running has been over a year easily, you know, the meditation's been about a year, you know, all the stuff, cold showers, wake up early has been, you know, around the same time. But some of them, for some reason, and at some points in the day, I'll generally be afraid that at one point I'll stop doing them. Like, oh, I'm really? Afraid that
what?
Something will happen in my life, some change in my environment will happen, and then that thing, you know, that was putting me on this track to becoming a better version of myself would just kind of disappear and I would never do it again. And so, which is an interesting thing, because I would think that at this point, after doing things daily for such a long time, that would kind of evaporate, right? You know, like, oh, I know that whatever happens in my life, whatever happens to my environment, I've done this so many times, it's so ingrained in me that, you know, I'll find a way to keep doing it. So, so that by itself, just the fact that sometimes that happens, I'm like, ooh, do I really know why it works? You know, because, but putting that aside, that was kind of just something that I was thinking about.
What I want to add to that is, I was thinking this kind of similar way where it's kind of like, what happens if I stop? You know, do I just revert back to the guy I was before I started? Like, what happens? But I think how I kind of started to embrace the thinking of was simply that, acknowledge that, you know, life's, you know, right now we're students, and that's kind of it's a certain kind of lifestyle, right? And I'm just accepting the fact that, well, when I'm stopping a student, that's gonna be a different lifestyle. When once I enter the workforce, that's gonna be different. And I think there's gonna be a certain point where I'll have to really kind of think down of, okay, so what am I trying to become? You know, what in what direction? What's the goal? You know, what's a 5-10 year goal? And then what are this task that if I do every day will help me get there? And I really try to thin that out to the key ones, because, you know, I think we both acknowledge that, you know, we know that life happens, and this to think, you know, we have to expect, you know, hope for the best, expect the worst. So, you know, be prepared to just, you know, if I had to lose something, what would it be, you know, in terms of your morning routine? And, you know, if you had one hour less, what would be one thing that you have to drop? So I think acknowledging that, you know, there's always, I can always make it more, I can always streamline it, make it more efficient, prioritize things, but just make sure to always kind of, I like to constantly reevaluate it. Because I think it's something that's so dynamic. It keeps on changing. Like, if, oh, you'll add another 30 minutes here, or two things will switch. Before that, 1 hour was for reading. Now it's for job search. You know, so it's constantly changing. So I like the idea that, you know, I think that time in the morning is mine, and I feel like I own it now. Now it's a question of making sure that I use it to really use it to the best. Best of my advantage. So I think that's what I wanted to add to what you just said.
Yeah, for sure. But one thing that I've noticed, and again, I guess that's one of the benefits of, well, I mean, it's one of the things that make doing things yourself fun, you know, you get to understand what's going on yourself rather than have to just take someone else's word for it. But in terms of habits, you know, I always had the impression, and now this, it might not be fair to say that people who kind of, you know, all those like self-help coaches kind of created this pressure for me, or it might've just been, I created it. Well, it's probably, I just created it for myself because I wanted it to be that way. But I always had this impression that once you do a habit enough times, it really becomes a program in you that you can no longer avoid. In the sense that, you know, let's say there's something that you've always wanted to do. Let's say it's something like, you know, not pretty simple, like exercising. You've always had an issue with exercising. My impression was, well, if you have this issue for a very long time, for years, and then over the course of maybe 1 year, you exercise at the same time every day, same thing, like 1 hour, you know, every single day for a whole year, that after that year, you would have repeated it so many times that from that moment on, you never had to think about it. You never had to make the decision to exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, you never, like, it's almost like it's out of your control now, right? You can't not exercise. That's kind of what I created in my mind.
What you thought.
That's what I thought would happen.
Yeah.
And interesting enough, this morning, I changed my last night. I decided to slightly change my morning routine just because a few things happened that I decided to change it a bit, which meant there were certain things that I've been doing repeatedly at the exact same time every day for months, you know, like over, I don't even know how many months that I couldn't do at the time I usually did them. And so in my mind, and obviously this was kind of done like last minute, so I did my kind of slightly altered routine. And then these things that I've been repeating for months that I didn't do, I didn't end up doing at all day. And it's not like, I don't know, I guess I was half expecting that halfway through the day, I'd be like, all right, now I have to go do this. And like one of the things I didn't do is like, I didn't do the laundry. And I was, and again, I know it's a stupid thing, but that just so happens to be one of the things. That's something I've done at the exact same time every morning for months, over and over again, every day. You would think that by now it would be like, you know, when 8:30 comes around, my body just starts folding clothes, you know, without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I slightly changed this habit, my routine. And then the day went by. I knew I had to fold the clothes, but I didn't go fold the clothes. It's not like I forgot about it. It's like I knew, like, oh, maybe I should go do it now. But it's like, I'll do it later. Which was so weird because I realized that no matter how many times I repeated it, no matter how many times, it still came down to my own decision. Right. At the end of the day, if I do it or not, now that decision becomes easier with time, but the decision, you still make that decision. Again, this is, that might change. Maybe after doing it for 2 years, it becomes automatic. But I'm just saying, at this point, it was just weird to think that, oh, it's not, I haven't become a robot, which is kind of what I was hoping. It's like, no, I still have to decide to go do these things. So that was an interesting thing. And I guess that's another thing that brought up the fear that, well, that means that everything else I've been sticking to is also comes down to decision. You know, what happens if something happens in life, completely like destroys me, breaks me down, or I don't know. And then I decide one day not to make that decision. And then I decide not to make the decision for 2 days. Well, and then before you know it, all this stuff I've been working so hard to do over a year is just gone.
No, but what I will say to that is that's when the morning, that's when waking up at 5, those few hours between 5 and when you start your day, they become really valuable. Because, first thing, one of my favorite quotes, I always seem to remember about habits is, first, you make your habits, then your habits make you. Which I think is a brilliant quote. It makes a lot of sense to me. So I think when you look at the morning, you look at, use this morning routine thing to do the things that perhaps have more of a delayed gratification attachment to it. You know, where things like maybe exercise, where you don't really, it's not like you do your exercise the more, then you feel so much more productive in the day, or you feel like your heart's beating better, that you feel like, you know, you're feeling all these health benefits. It's more of kind of a progressive thing, you know, or reading, right? It's something that, sure, you can have the benefits, but it's over the course of reading multiple, over a long period of time that you kind of feel that, oh, okay, now I'm actually learning something, or I'm enjoying this book or anything, right? So I think that's when the morning is very good, because it gives you a time block in the morning where you're kind of not really in the you know, going at, you know, working on maybe super critical projects, anything, but, you know, it gets you to do it gives you the time to do these things that if during the day you would absolutely avoid, because you definitely have more important things to do. And I think this happened this morning where I woke up at 5, like usually, but I had this important meeting with a professor at 11. So what I did is after the run, instead of kind of going into the routines, I kind of just shifted right to working on this prepping for this meeting. And basically after this meeting, I never really got to doing the habits that I did in the morning, because I felt like, well, you know, that's unfortunate to do it, but I'll do it tomorrow morning. I have other things I want to do, and I wanted to stick to my, you know, my daily schedule, work on the big projects I had to do for school. But yeah, so I think always taking with a grain of salt, you know, like I always I think I used to be very hard on myself whenever I missed a day. And I remember I used to have these tracking sheets on Excel for when I would do certain habits or when I would wake up at 5 and I would calculate the total average of times, my success rate and everything. I think so that was great. I think that was really helpful when I got when I get started and I wanted to pump myself up. But now I think it's more of a question of, you know, I know I have it. I know how much better and how much happier I am when I do it. And how much more I'm able to maximize my day and the things I'm able to work on, that if I didn't, I feel like it's something I would completely forget about. I would just focus on school, and just I wouldn't be able to like stop between 12 and 2 and you know kind of do something else that maybe I didn't really want to do but I should do. Maybe go on a run or you know apply to jobs, right? So doing that in the morning gives me that kind of excuse to work on things that maybe I don't see the benefits right away, but I know that in the long term are going to bear fruit. So yeah, I feel like I've been going off and talking a lot lately. Sorry, you can jump in.
No, not at all. I mean, I don't mind listening. But yeah, I mean, the whole point being that obviously, I mean, the repetition does bear kind of fruit. And I guess this coming from me is mainly because, well, who knows? I'm sure it's a combination of a lot of things, like, you know, like it always is. But I did notice that today, for me, the afternoon, it was just, I guess, it's a combination of a lot of things. I know I was annoyed. Well, I guess I'm annoyed now just by the fact that, that I allow, I mean, there are things that I want to do and it upsets me when certain situations happen that, you know, make those things harder for you. You know, create environments where you feel like, I don't know. It's just, it's frustrating to think, cause I think, you know, I put a lot of effort in what I try to do. You know, what I try to build, and it's just frustrating when certain things happen that just seem to like fight against that.
Yeah, when it's not so like working and like you thought it would in your head.
Well, no, it's not that it does work the way I thought it did. It's not that, and it's usually like it's not something, because I mean the whole point of the routine is that when something happens, it's usual. You know, when you kind of that's why it's the whole part of the routine. To do it in the morning, I guess it's more related to, well, I guess I'm not really going to go into that. I guess that would be kind of a different conversation.
Right.
But I get when people interfere with the routine is where I was going at, you know, that's when, things can get frustrating.
Oh,
we won't talk about that. But yeah, I think in general, I mean, again, for me, kind of to just kind of go back to, the motivation thing, it's, yeah, I mean, again, I know what I have to do, but I really have no desire to do it. I don't know why. I just have no desire to do it. And so for me, you know, the solution is you block time. So that you kind of don't give yourself that option, right? You force yourself to do things you don't want to do. And the way you do that is like, all right, yeah, I know it's going to suck, but it's only going to suck for the next hour or two, right? And that's something that I've tried to do, but it's like, you know, I understand that, you know, that's kind of the way things are. But I guess sometimes it's just frustrating. Like why? I guess why it has to be that way, you know, why again, and I guess it's part of it is, I mean, I feel like I'm kind of going down a rabbit hole in my own head right now. So I'm having a hard time, properly explaining myself, but I think this touches on something that most people can understand. You're just in a situation where you don't feel like you have a lot of control. You just kind of have to go through it. You know, you just kind of have to chug along. and you ask yourself all these questions, and you know it's just so hard. And you know, even though you put a lot of effort, I guess you realize at the end of the day that kind of, you know, a lot of things just don't care about the situation. You just have to keep going. And I think that's just something I don't remind myself enough. You know, a lot of times I start thinking, you know, oh, why is this, you know, why am I not happy to do this? Why do I not want to do this? And obviously it would be fantastic to do what you want to do, right? Or to do something you enjoy and all that. But I think at the end of the day, I think if you can, you know, if you can just tell yourself, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter that you don't like to do it, that you don't want it, doesn't make you happy. The truth is you just have to do it. And that might mean you have to do it over and over again for days, weeks, months. That's just just happens to be reality. And I think that's a big reality for most people well, maybe not. You know, I actually don't know. So I shouldn't say that. That's probably me just kind of imposing myself on other students.
But I definitely believe that.
For me,
yeah,
I feel like my life is a hamster wheel, and I keep dropping the ball in the hamster wheel. And I know thinking about it as I'm saying this, I realize it's pretty stupid because, you know, there's people out there who really are on a hamster wheel, you know, that guy who has a, you know, family to feed, who's stuck on an oil rig somewhere and he can't get out because, you know, just has a piece. So I guess that's not true. I shouldn't say that I'm on a hamster wheel because that's not true.
No, but sorry,
what were you saying?
No, I think maybe what you're trying to say is that you feel as if you're almost trapped. But also, I think that this is probably a common thing, especially for students, undergrad, where you're not really sure what you're looking to do. You're not really sure of your passion, what you're going to be doing with your life. So it's very much you're doing courses that you figure out don't interest in you, and you're finding others that do interest you. And I think that's the part of it, right? And it's kind of obvious that it's not an obvious task to be productive and to be really invested into something that doesn't really interest you. That kind of goes against just your normal human nature. So I think, again, not to be hard on yourself, but again, just trying to get through as much as you can, because I think it's true that everybody can improve their productivity or how they manage the day. Because to me, I think motivation is such a kind of interesting thing, because it's like it's impossible to be motivated all the time. You're gonna have a day where you're not feeling, or something not so great happens, and you just don't feel like working. And that's gonna happen. So I think it's just a question of finding some sort of structure, some sort of system, process that you know, gets you through your day, gets you through your day to the point where at the end of that day you can look back on it and be like, that was a great day. If you can find a system that's able to help you make your days better and more consistent, that you're consistently happy with them, I think that's the objective. Find a system that makes you look back on your day like, that was great, and then just stick with it. And then if you find it amazing, keep at it. If you don't, then try something different. There's so many different tools out there. You can do your own thing. You can do an Excel spreadsheet. You can do a calendar. You can write on paper. So I think motivation is like, I think it puts too much of a hype, because it's like, especially as students, like, how am I going to be, say, motivated to work on this stupid, you know, analytics problem that I have no interest of how much of product X you can produce in X amount of time, between periods Y and Z. I know that doesn't make any sense, but you know, it's like, I have no interest. This is not what I want to do in my life. This is lame. I'll probably never look at a problem that's going to be similar to this, or I will. I don't know. I think not. But so it's kind of just, you know, reminding yourself of your why, you know, and just kind of not thinking too much about it, acknowledging that you're a student. And there's just something, this things that you just have to do, right? And that's just part of it. And, you know, it's not all amazing. It's going to be some some stuff that maybe you would rather not do. But I think that's part of it, and just making the most of it, and ensuring that, you know, remember that it's a learning experience, and that you get as much out of it as you put in. So it's like, again, you know, you're in complete control, and it's if you want to take control, then go for it. I think we're better for it if we decide to kind of be like, okay, well, it's really up to me whether or not that today's gonna be a good day, and just to find something that gets you there. I think that's really all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, we're planning on keeping this one shorter than usual, so I think that about wraps it up. I feel like we didn't really talk about anything over these past 45 minutes. Sorry about that. I do feel bad about that. But you know, I mean, I you know, because again, just one of those things, you try something as you do it, as soon as you're done, you realize you didn't do a good job. But that's, again, that's just another reality of it, you know.
We're both a bit tired, I think.
You just gotta keep going. Yeah, I mean, we're recording this a lot later, but again, who cares, right? Who cares? You know, I kind of like that, though, you know, because at the end of the day, you can like make up. At the end of the day, no one cares when you're recording it, right? Just record it, do a good job, and whether you did it at midnight, 2 p.m, yeah, exactly.
Nobody cares.
No one cares. Do a good job. Anyway, but you know, it's a learning experience. So next week, again, we'll try to do better. But again, thank you guys for listening in. We hope you all have a good week. All get the chance to enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with you all next week.
Thanks for talking to me, bro.
All right, thank you, bro. All right, have a good day, everyone.